You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Not a lock yet. We may not even get it after all. We'll see what happens when these last couple games are played. But Knicks-Pistons first round could be pretty fun.
Brunson fouled by Schroeder. And then Achiuwa pushes Schroeder out of the way. And Tucker.
And then he stands over him.
Yes, stands over Schroeder. That's it. A minute ago from Schroeder on Brunson.
Here we go.
You talk about setting the tone for a potential playoff series. That is what we have seen here tonight.
You want bad boys? I'll show you bad boys.
Some of the action on MSG last night as veteran P.J. Tucker got involved playing the enforcer role there with Josh Hart out of the lineup along with OG Anunoby and Mitchell Robinson. Knicks end up losing to the Pistons 115-106. Cade Cunningham, 36 points, 8 assists for Detroit. Here he was right afterwards on Detroit's FanDuel TV.
You know, just trying to come out here and play the best basketball we can, continue to get better each and every night, and go to win, you know what I'm saying? And we'll see them later on if we see them. But this is a great night tonight for us, and we're going to learn from it and get better.
And it felt like it was a bit of a theme last night, Detroit ramping it up while the mm-hmm. Knicks are just trying to, you know, get their ducks in a row for the Cavs tonight and then round one of the playoffs. Maybe a little would you fight that voice piston style here?
Yeah.
Take a listen, and then we can kind of fill in the blanks.
I mean, I think whoever we play in the playoffs is going to be feisty or whatever. I feel like that's just how we play. We bring that Detroit bad boys, that Detroit grit to every single game that we play. And if New York is the team that we end up playing, we're going to bring it every single
time. That's
the
guy, Stewart. I mean, I am running in the other direction.
Right?
I'm not fighting that voice.
Sounds like a grown-ass man right there.
$10 million.
Right? That's 6'8", 19-year-old rookie Ron Holland.
Mm. Wow.
Woo.
Man, oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not even, when he gets to like 25, his voice is just going to be vibrations.
So they got some dudes and dogs, as Lou Gower would say, on that Detroit team. Here's a little bit more from Wally Szczerbiak. Little message for the Knicks: careful, don't take the foot off the gas too much.
They earned this position, though. The Knicks are in a position where they can kind of lick their wounds, they can heal up some guys to plan to get ready to be healthy for the playoffs. But at the same time, you want to set a tone going into the playoffs, and that was not a good second half and not a good fourth quarter.
And it wasn't.
You're boring. You suck.
So Al would fight that voice. Evidently, Knicks up one on the Pacers for the 3 seed that got
harsh.
The Cavs tonight, as we mentioned, and then the season finale against the Nets. The Pistons have a home-and-home with the Bucks, so they could still leapfrog Milwaukee, end up as the 5, and the Bucks as the 6, so that's still to be determined. So you've got some interesting stuff playing out here this final weekend of the regular season as far as some of the seeding goes in the Eastern Conference. The Nets were blown out by the Hawks in Brooklyn, 133-109. They get the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota, coverage at 8:50.
Man, you talk about just playing out the string.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know the whole season's been kind of playing out the string, but you're trying to develop talent. At this point, like, they're still playing basketball in Brooklyn.
You can add the Rangers and the Islanders to that list.
Yeah,
as well.
But at least the Rangers and Islanders, even as 2 weeks ago, were still fighting for something.
Yeah.
This Nets season's been over for 3 months.
Yes.
I mean, is there any chance that their draft probability in the lottery changes with the last two games?
Yeah, keep losing. No, but I'm saying you could be locked into a certain spot at this point.
I don't know where they are locked in at this point. I probably should know, but I don't. I will find out for it.
I'll go to Tankathon.
All right. Nets game tonight, 850 WFAN FM, because you got the Yankees and the Giants that'll be switching to the AM dial at that point. Marcus Stroman opposed by Robbie Ray for that interleague series opener.
They're sixth worst right now in the NBA.
So they could improve by...
I don't know that they can. The Sixers are two behind. I mean, yeah, no, I don't know that they can.
So they're locked
the
in
the only
there.
Team with two games to go would be the Sixers. But, yeah, no. I think they, I don't know what the tiebreaker situation
would be. Yeah, they could tie, and then if they have a tiebreaker, they could end up going up 1%, but it's really
but
not
you're talking
that.
About the Sixers winning two and them losing two.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think the Sixers are, right. Maybe they will, who knows.
So it's probably going to be just the 9% there at six worst.
Yeah.
Very good. Mets visit the Athletics in Sacramento tonight. Griffin Canning, J.P. Sears, 10:05 start on Odyssey Mets Radio. At Augusta National, in many instances here, time's a flat circle. Justin Rose, 7 under par, another first-round lead for him at the Masters. He's 3 shots clear of Corey Connors, Ludvig Åberg, and defending champ Scottie Scheffler, who did his thing with a bogey-free 68. Also familiar, Rory McIlroy coming a bit undone on the back nine. He was at 4 under par, sitting in the fairway on the par 5 15th, ended up making double bogey there, and then another double, I think it was on 17.
17, yeah.
Yep, ends up even par, 7 shots back. And Justin Thomas can't quite tame this course either. 1 over 73, not terrible, but he had this hiccup off the tee at the par 5 8th.
Oh, yeah. Full throttle.
Got it. Didn't quite catch it. Got it. Field it. God damn it.
Close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little awkward for the commentators there. You know, on the Masters app, you can get every shot from every player. Mm-hmm. You go to the hole.
Yeah.
Curiously, that drive has been removed.
Is that true?
JT's.
Really?
Maybe it's a coincidence.
No,
but
probably not.
I checked it a couple times this morning, and it goes right to. It's from a distance shot. You can't even see him in the bunker there on 8 with his second shot. So.
Well, it's probably because of the cursing, right? Not because.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But you would have think maybe they could remove the audio or bleep that out. They just wiped
just
it out.
Took it right out.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
How come the Masters lets us watch everything for free on an app and no other sports does?
I think their app is like the best out. And it's funny. I install it on the Wednesday before and I get rid of it on the Monday after. But it is, and the clarity of the app is unbelievable.
Why can't baseball do that?
I don't know. I don't know. It's a great question.
Yeah, I don't have an answer for you either. I mean, I think that when it's once a year, it's different than all of the games that
baseball plays. Right, would you think even more so capitalize on it since it is one time a year where you would charge? I would think a lot of people would buy that app for the weekend.
Oh, of course.
They're buying tickets. They're $25,000.
No, that too.
Let's not give them any ideas, all right? Because it's pretty good the way it is right now.
I got plenty of money down there at Augusta National. CBS Sports Network, we're showing some Akshay Bhatia. He's in the mix, tied for seventh.
His scorecard is crazy.
I mean, there's a lot of that goes on. One of the Højgaard twins, I think it was, had an up and down day. Jordan Spieth again, all over the map. Birdies, bogeys. I mean, it's not a lot of par golf for him out there. And there was frustration throughout the course, certainly for youngster Nick Dunlap, who finished with an 18 over par 90 without a single three putt. Somehow, his score 11 shots worse than any other player in the field. Even former champ Patrick Reed, normally very reliable around the Augusta National, 1 over 73. It was a good ball striking day for him, but he was far from pleased with his work in and around the greens.
Piss poor. Putted like a blind man. Just kept leaving him a little short, and just when I finally got the ball to hold, didn't have the right read, so putted horridly.
He wasn't finished there.
You want to break it. You want to break the putter. That's what you want to do.
You didn't.
No. Yeah. Should have. So, I mean, I was hitting it fine. Ball striking wasn't the problem. The flat stick's on vacation and needs to kind of show up. Needs to get on a flight and meet me here.
He takes a lot of flack. He's an interesting soundbite sometimes, you know?
No, I mean, I think he takes a lot of flack because he's just not a lot of guys liked him that played with him.
Yeah.
But he's interesting at least.
Especially this week, for whatever reason, Augusta National, I know he's from that area growing up.
Yeah.
So.
He's won before.
Yes, of course. Speaking of guys that have won before that had a rough day, John Rahm might have felt the way Reed felt about his putter, about his drivers. He nearly snapped it in half over going wayward right off one of the tees.
He's another one who puts everything into a swing.
God. Well, yes, on as far as torque goes, but his backswing's only about three quarters or so. It could be even more. He ended up 3 over par. He's already 10 back. Mickelson, 3 over. Dustin Johnson, 2 over. And then there's 65-year-old Fred Couples, 1 under par. He had the Texas wedge on 1 from off the green that he drained and was having fun with a fan. And then later on, this was a 6 hybrid from about 190 that ends up holing out for Eagles.
So awesome.
He had himself a day and just living it up. And still silky smooth with that swing, even at 65.
It's tremendous.
So he is well on his way, hopefully with a good round today, to making the cut, as he would have a chance to break his own record as the oldest player to do so.
Well, they said, what did they say? He, years between under par rounds, he's got the longest gap now. He beat Nicholas. It's 42 years. 1983 was his first time he broke par at Augusta.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
And now 2025, he broke par at Augusta. It's 42 years.
It really is amazing. You think that there's a 44-year-old leading the tournament after a day and a 65-year-old who shot 1 under.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just
pretty cool.
A 21-year-old who shot 90.
Yeah, I know. It's just what a sport, man. Yes. It's crazy.
It is true. Quickly before I go, we mentioned it. Both teams kind of playing out the string, but you did have Rangers Islanders at UBS last night and got a little out of control in the third period for the Blue Shirts.
Oh, that went in! Off the goaltender, Holmberg! Rangers score! Panarin! He's got a big smile on his face. Oh, man. Well, it's all going in. Season high 9 goals now for the Rangers.
A night after they gave up 8 to the Flyers, they hang a 9 spot on the Islanders. It was just a weird game. No Ilya Sorokin for the Islanders, so they had the backup in there, and then Patrick Kua put a kid in that hadn't even practiced with the team and then yanked him after a goal. I think he just felt bad at that point. So it was a bit of a mess. 9-2 the final, Rangers over the Islanders. There you go.
Yeah, and the entire afternoon show was there at the game last night. I guess they were in Ledecky's box again.
Yeah.
So.
Nice. Even Tiki?
Actually, no.
Not sure about that.
Yeah, sorry. It wasn't everybody. It was Tommy Marash, Evan.
I would say that's a big part of the afternoon show.
And Tommy DeVito was in the box also.
Yeah. Lou Gower posted a picture with cutlets.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of one of those, like, it looked like he was hugging him, but I don't know that there was actual contact. There was sort of the arm was just kind of hanging in suspension.
With cheese.
Tommy's shoulder.
The way Tommy loves him, he sneak his hand in his pocket.
He might have.
At least it wasn't somewhere else.
Very well might have. There were some Jets there as well. They guys posted, I think it was Evan on Twitter, bunch of Jets there, and they were trying to, the fan crew was just behind them in the box, you know, very unassuming.
You know, I used to feel special when I got that invite. Now Jay from the Islanders there is just inviting everybody all the time, so. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jay. You know, used to make me feel special. Now you're just using it on everybody.
But were they put up on the big screen?
I don't know.
That would be the question.
I don't know that they were. I think the Jets were.
That's fine. I'm talking about Evan, Tommy, and Sean.
But they were right behind.
Because when you guys are there, you and Sal, you're right up there on the big board.
That is true. Mm-hmm. Indeed. Thank you, Jerry. I'm feeling a little bit better about myself now. All right, CeeLo, get back to those kids out there. I know you brought them to work today.
Say hi to Jackson for
those
me.
Little,
I will.
Little
give
buggers.
Your best.
Yeah.
Little guy, little fella.
I only just tussle your hair.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.